Rush Hour with Luke Bradnam.
The Goldies, 92.5 Triple M. Welcome to the jungle.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining us on the podcast. You're live and local drive home. Luke Bradnam with you. I'm not talking to producer Jeremy. Or I'll talk to you just to tell you why I'm not talking to you.
Why?
Because I feel like shit. And the reason why is because you bought in a massive packet of salt and vinegar chips and I can't help but eat the freaking things.
That's why I bought them in, so I don't eat them.
Oh, you did all right, mate.
Yeah, I know. I did all right. I'm still going.
Don't be so humble, mate. You made a dent.
I've had half a packet of salt and vinegar chips.
You know what I did, mate? Like, you bought them in and I opened them up. Because the first ones, the ones on the top, are the best.
Always the best.
Like, the big, you know, the big hooers, right? Yeah. By the time, the way the packet is now, it's, you know, 9/10 gone. You're just down to the crumbs and, you know. But those first ones, I went, okay, I'm going to have about four chips and that's it. And then I just kept going back, mate. I have no willpower whatsoever. We smashed them, didn't we?
Oh, God.
You never feel good after that. Like, it's not a good life choice.
No.
It's like going to Macca's. When you go to Macca's, you never walk out and go, God, that was a good decision. Glad I didn't get the salad. Glad I smacked that quarter pounder into me. Like, you never feel good afterwards. Feel good by doing it. Afterwards, though, you just like, you hate yourself. That's how I feel at the moment. I'm dirty on myself. I'm going to Cav's Steakhouse tonight. And I was going to go in just, like, real hungry. You've been there, Cavs?
Oh, great feed.
How good is it?
I know.
So, new joint now. So they're
Harbour Town.
Yeah, no, they're on Bayview Street.
Oh, Bayview.
Yeah, the
Runaway Bay.
The Butcher is at Bigger Waters, but they've moved the restaurant temporarily to Runaway Bay, and I'm going tonight. I'm going to smash a rump steak, mate. There's going to be a rump steak that's just, mate, we won't know what's hit it. That's what I'm doing tonight. Hey, coming up on the show, Warwick Kappa joins us exclusively. Reckoned out a dice with death. You can find out what that's all about. Also, we talk about tight-ass bosses. So we look back at some of the stuff-ups, the biggest stuff-up of 2020, in fact. We count down the top five songs for 2020 and run the rule over them for you and celebrate another caller of the year. It's a big show. You can hear it for yourself. If you listen to this, it's the catch-up and it's starting for you right now.
You're listening to the Rush Hour podcast.
News broke during yesterday's show that Gold Coast legend Warwick Kappa was in hospital and he had seriously faced death, or at least he thought so. And I'm very happy to say Warwick didn't die. He's actually joining us on the phone right now, I believe, from hospital. G'day, mate. How are you?
How are you, guys? Great to be here.
Yeah, I bet you it's good to be anywhere at the moment. So the headline was, mate, that you dead set thought you were that was it for you. You were going to cark it.
It's a lot better than being in the books, mate. Yep. My fiance rushed me down to the hospital last Thursday. Had some bad pains. I thought it was just food poisoning, and then had to be a burst appendix or ruptured. So
really,
glad they got me in pretty quick.
How does that happen, mate? Like, how do you get a burst appendix? Is it just bad luck, or did
That's what I've asked the doctor. That's it, just bad luck.
Really,
and it can happen when you're 3 years of age or 55 or 20 or whatever.
So, are you in hospital still at the moment, Warwick?
Yes, I'm here now with a partner and the old agent to the stars, Patrick. And it's been a bit daunting here. I've been here for a week.
And mate, so talk to us about it. Like, I went through heart surgery, Warwick, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, mate. And honestly, it changed me as a human being because I realised through that heart surgery process, I went, you know what? I'm not going to live forever. I'm not bulletproof. And I realised my mortality. Did this this brush with death for you, where you dead set at some stage thought, holy geez, this might be it for me. Have you had time to sort of reflect on that at any stage yet?
I have. I'm going to enjoy myself more.
Right.
Going to go on my more holidays and not worry about things so much. Because my sister had open heart surgery 2 years ago too. That was pretty major.
Yeah, right. No, that's
good. And she had a new valve put in.
That's good, mate, that you can look back and go, oh, gee, I might have been sweating the small stuff, as they say. And And so how are they treating you down there, mate? I imagine the nurses are looking after you.
Yeah, quite nice, some of them. And they've been one of the best hospitals in Australia, Poxville. Very good.
You're missing
great
the
service.
You're missing, service. You're missing the Gold Coast, Warwick?
A little bit, yeah. We're thinking about coming back for a little holiday.
Right, and how long will you be in hospital for? Do you think?
I said hopefully I'll be home tomorrow.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. And
it's
then
been a week already.
Does it change, have you got a, will it change your lifestyle at all, this, you know, burst appendix?
Yes. I think I'll just maybe eat better. I've been training a fair bit, but they said it's nothing to do with diet, though. It just happens, unfortunately, but I'm going to probably appreciate life more.
Good on you, mate. Well, in all honesty, Warwick, like I know we get you on the show and we always have a good time, mate, but I'm really happy that you're okay. I was worried about you yesterday, mate. You're a Gold Coast character and I love Gold Coast characters, mate, and I'm really happy to see that you're going to be okay.
Thanks very much, guys. I love the station. Love it up there, so... hopefully I'll see you in the new year.
Good on you. There he goes, the great Warwick Capper. And I mean that sincerely. I'm so happy to see that he's all right.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Christmas. What are we, mate? 15 days away until Christmas. You should see how poxy our Christmas decorations are at our place, mate. We've got a wooden Christmas tree. And yeah, it's pathetic.
Shame.
It's literally a wooden
Shame.
Christmas tree. It's got no decorations
Shame.
On it. And you pull it out of the cupboard and it's done. That's it. He's like, you want to put the Christmas tree up? Too late. It's done. Just pulled it out of the cupboard. That's the only Christmas spirit we've got. And the other thing I've noticed around the coast, I don't know if it's just me because I'm immensely unpopular or if this is a sign of 2020, I don't think I've received a single Christmas card this year. Have you got a Christmas card?
No.
No. Mate, honestly, it was only like 10 years ago. We used to get, I don't know, 50 Christmas cards and we'd put a piece of string in the kitchen and put them all up against the string. And, I mean, I don't deserve a Christmas card. I haven't sent one. But I used to get them even from real estate agents or something, but just seem to get emails now. It seems so less personal. We haven't had a Christmas party here at the radio station this year because of COVID. We had a Christmas party for Channel 9 on Saturday night up at 19 at the Star. That was really good. But I noticed that a lot of venues around the Gold Coast are not having Christmas parties this year. This weekend would usually be traditionally the busiest time on the weekend, on the Gold Coast rather, for venues around our city because of the Christmas parties going on around the place. But 2020, a lot of bosses aren't throwing a Christmas party. There is one boss, though, that I'm reading about this afternoon. Give this legend a round of applause. He's made...
Right on. Love it.
This is his Christmas gift to his staff. He's got 74 employees. He gave them all $1 million each. What an absolute legend. He gave $1 million to each employee. It's obviously cost him $74 million, but he's got employees for life now. That is sensational. Imagine the pressure on him next Christmas, though. If he comes through with, like, I don't know, a $25 BCF voucher or something. And he just goes, hey, guys, remember last Christmas when I gave you $1 million? And they're all lining up. Oh, mate, I'm going to go buy a new Blackwatch game fishing boat with this year's bonus. And you get a $25 BCF voucher. What an absolute legend, though. I love bosses like that aren't tight. You know what we should do? We should open the phones right now. For any legendary bosses out there on the Gold Coast that have been generous, but also let's open the phones for the Gold Coast tightest boss. Not necessarily just Christmas related, but if you've got a tight boss, like a really tight boss, we want to hear from you. Now we've got tickets to head off to the movies up for grabs, a family pass to go to event cinemas. Hit the phones, 13 27 10. The question on the table is who has got the tightest boss here on the Gold Coast? What's the tightest you've ever heard?
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
Just talking about tight bosses around the Gold Coast, Dan from Burleigh's called through. What's your story, Dan?
Oh, mate, a few years ago I was working for a company. Used to work 60, 70 hours a week, get paid for 40, and the boss was really happy with my work, and he called me in one day and said, oh, would you like to go to a golf day? He said, yeah, mate, that'd be fantastic. Thank you. When is it? Oh, it's next Friday. No worries. So the next week I worked my ring out to get everything ready for the Friday so that all the guys that I had working for me and under me were all good. Had a great day at the golf, won the nearest the pin. Next week I get me pay, and the bastards turn around and dock me holiday pay for the game of golf.
What a type. What a tightwad. So in other words, instead of saying to you, would you like to go play golf next Friday, he should have said, do you mind taking a day's leave so that you can go? What a, that's, what a, shame him, shame, shame on you.
Shame.
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 You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
We are not returning next year. Today, our second last show, but we're looking back at 2020 and what a horrible year it was. So many of us have gone through so many tough times, a lot of Gold Coasters, me included now, losing our gigs in 2020. And we thought, given this is a horrible year for a lot of us, what we'd do is celebrate by looking back at some of the top things that happened so far this week. We've looked back at the biggest, the best news grabs of 2020. Yesterday, we looked back at the, what did we do yesterday?
Oh, the biggest legends.
Oh, the biggest legends of 2020. And today, drum roll please. We're looking back at the biggest stuff up for 2020. Some TV theme music, please. Okay, thank you very much. Welcome along, everybody, to the biggest stuff-ups of 2020. Now, our judging panel have got together. Included in the judging panel, of course, was the Dalai Lama, Mayor Tom Tate. We also had former Prime Minister Julia Gillard on this particular judging panel. They all got together. They said there could be but one. We've only got one stuff-up for you, but it's an absolute cracker. Where's the envelope? Let me open this up. The biggest stuff up for 2020 is wow, this is embarrassing. This has backfired. It's me trying to say eligibility. Have a listen. Now T sees alibigil. Adsmania can even supply a free hand sanitising station. TC's and alibility. Far out. I can't believe I'm having trouble with this again. I honestly have no trouble saying it. When I read it, I can't read it. Here we go again. Take three. Adsmania can even supply a free hand sanitising station. T's and C's alibility. Adsmania can even supply a free hand sanitising station. T's and C's alibility. I honestly, I can't read it. If I read it, I can't do it. I know how to say alibigilly. Oh, far out. Eligibility. Okay, here we go. Adsmania can even supply a free hand sanitizing station. T's and C's, alibigilly. Okay, f*** me. Okay, here we go. Adsmania can even supply a free hand sanitizing station. T's and C's, alibigilly. Okay. F me. This is embarrassing. I'm a pro, mate.
Been doing this 20 years.
Okay, here we go. Adsmania can even supply a free hand sanitizing station. T's and C's, alibigilly. I'm just going from T's and C's. I can't do the whole. Okay. Eligibility. Okay. T's and C's, alibigilly. I'm gone. I'm dead set gone. Okay, I'm going again. Be quiet. Stop your laughing. Let's be pros. Here we go. T's and C's, eligibility. T's and C's, alibigility. I'm pulling out halfway through. I'm losing confidence. Okay. T's and C's, eligibility. T's and C's, eligibility. This is the worst of. Okay.
Eligibility.
T's and C's, eligibility. Okay. F this. T's and C's, eligibility. Eligibility. Eligibility applies. T's and C's, eligibility. T's and C's, eligibility.
Here it is on the paper. eligibility.
Adsmania can even supply a free hand tanner. Here we go. Here we go. Eligibility. Adsmania can even supply a free hand sanitizing station. T's and C's eligibility. T's and C's eligibility. Eligibility. T's and C's eligibility applies. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Very honoured to win that award. You know what? It actually dawned on me halfway through listening back to that horrible piece of radio, why they decided to give us the flick next year. Now I understand.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
It's a Thursday afternoon. It's our final show for 20... Well, no, let me rephrase that. It's our final show. Let's get into this.
Now it's time for Top 5.
Given it is our final show, we are not just counting down the top five songs around the country this week. It's the top five songs for 2020. We do so, of course, with Gold Coast Music Royalty, Casey Barnes, who's joining us right now. G'day, mate. How are you?
G'day, mate.
How did the Mayor's Christmas carols go over the weekend, all right?
Very virtual. Very virtual. It was good. It was good, actually, to be honest. I didn't see much of it at all because I was on a stage up on the Sunshine Coast doing a gig while it was on at the same time. So it was very interesting, but apparently it went well, so that's good.
From what you hear, your performance went well. That's what you're saying. Okay, all right. And Triple M's music guru, AV, has put together the top five songs from Australia this year. He's joining us right now. G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, Luke. I must add, so far for 2020, we've still got a few more weeks to go, so anything can happen in these charts, but you nailed it.
All right, let's get into it, mate. What was the fifth biggest song around the country for 2020?
An understated one, but a deserved title, Lewis Capaldi with Before You Go. So,
before you go. I remember this. I like it. It makes me feel. I don't know what it makes me feel, but I like music that does that. So it's a thumbs up from me. What about you, Casey?
Yeah, I'll give it a thumbs up. What a voice that guy's got.
Doesn't he ever? What's his go? Who? He's not an Aussie, this bloke, is he?
He's from the UK, isn't he?
Yeah, from the UK. So had another massive hit with Someone You Loved, but this one trumped it. So, yeah, quite a good tune and well-deserved at number five. As we move on to number four, this song actually became a bit of a lockdown anthem. UK lady Dua Lipa with Don't Start Now.
Yeah. Definite two thumbs up.
You like it, mate?
She's a superstar. She's a superstar, this chick.
See, for me, I could care less if I never heard this song again. I feel it makes me feel nothing. It's a no from me. Nah. Come on, mate. Give me a better song for number three. What do you got, AV?
Yeah, if you go to the gym, you've probably heard this one. It's St. John with Roses.
Number three song, third biggest song in the country this year. What do you say, Casey?
Mate, no, I'm going to say no to that one.
I'm going to join you. It's a no from me. Nah, do without this rubbish. Oh. Give me some rock and roll in the top five. Come on, AV, give us something for number two, mate.
All right, we'll claim an Aussie girl, Tones and I. What a year she's had. Dance Monkey, number two. Dance for me, dance for me, dance for me.
Hey, Casey, I heard that Tones and I, through this song alone, picked up $12 million from Spotify for 2020, just for the downloads from Spotify alone. What about that?
That is great. I say good on her. That is, it's great to see an Aussie doing so well. I'm going to give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, I'll give it a thumbs up also, but I'll tell you, the way that I got that info about her picking up the $12 million was last Friday I went down to Melbourne to see my daughter who was at boarding school. I was listening to Melbourne radio and they were claiming her as their own. Now, I've always claimed her as Byron Bay's Tones and I, but they're saying, hey, Frankston's own Tones and I has picked up $12 million. AV, where's she from, mate? Because we thought she was a local girl here from Byron Bay, but down in Melbourne, mate, I can tell you, they claim her as a Frankston girl.
Yeah, they're probably right. She did kick around in Frankston. She actually worked at Surf Dive and Ski up there, but then loved music and wanted to get a start. So that's why she went up to Byron, like a lot of musos and wannabes do. She was busking. That's where she was discovered. And she used to play at the Burleigh Markets as well.
Is that right?
She kicked around the Burleigh Markets probably about 12 to 18 months ago. Tones and I was just kicking around with a hat asking for some coins, and now she's probably our biggest earner of 2020 in the music realm.
12 million.
And you want to know something else? I've heard on numerous occasions that she's one of the nicest people in music, so that's another big thumbs up. When you're hearing that from other people, she's supposed to be a dead set legend. So good on her.
Yeah, that is fantastic. She certainly looks like she comes from Frankston, if you know what I mean, the way she dresses. Okay, let's guess, Casey. Go ahead, mate. Before AV reveals, who do you think the number one is?
Above Tones and I.
Mm. Oh, biggest song in the country this year. The only thing I can think is Pink and what's his name?
Keith Urban. Yeah, no, he's not in my good books this week.
he knocked you off number one, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did, the bastard. Anyway, that's all right.
Yeah.
Shame.
I mean, I wouldn't have a clue. I would, 5 seconds of summer, but they've been quiet this year. I don't know.
Go on, AV. Know. Number one, biggest song in the country for 2020.
It's Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You like it,
mate? It's a good song. It's a good song.
Yeah, I'll give it a thumbs up as well. AV.
I was going to say. I was going to say, if you want to do something really interesting and you've got some time on your hands, go on to Spotify and just try and guess how many streams some of these guys have had. Like, who's had the most streams? It's mind blowing. Some of these guys, like The Weeknd, streams are off the chart. They're
really
out of control.
He must be picking up some really big bucks. Hey, Casey, I want to thank you, mate, for joining us on the top five throughout the course of 2020. I've really enjoyed it, mate. I think it's a great segment for the Gold Coast. I love it, and I've enjoyed your company, mate. Thank you so much.
Back at you, mate. And as I think we. Big fans of one another, so it's a shame to see you go, and I'm absolutely wishing you all the best, mate. You're a champion.
Rock on, my brother. And AV, back at you, my friend. Thank you. Love it. And I appreciate the work you've put into the top five throughout the course of 2020, mate.
Love it, Luke. Love you too, mate. Take care.
There he goes. And there they go, Casey Barnes and AV.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.
We've been doing something this week, which is recapping the best callers of the year, and we're down to number two, our second best caller of the year. I just previewed what the judges have decided is the caller of the year. Don't miss it tomorrow. Don't miss tomorrow's caller of the year. It's an absolute clanger. But our second best caller of the year, we're harping back, I think about 3 months ago, we took a call from a guy who used to pedal home people here in Surface Paradise, and to say that he would have had unsavory customers jumping into the back of his pedicab would be an understatement, but turns out he was a bit of an unsavory character himself. Have a listen. Billy from Mullandine has just called through. Go ahead, Bill. What's your story, mate?
Oh, it's a funny story. About 20 years ago, or 25 years ago, I used to work on them pedicabs.
Oh, yeah, pedaling the people home.
That's it. And there was this guy, and he was neurotic for his scratches.
Right.
So every time we did a pedicab ride, he'd buy four or five scratches. Anyway, he got me into it. So I bought one day, and I think it was $100,000 was a winner for the first prize. And I was scratching away, and it went $100,000 the first scratch. The second scratch, it was $100,000, and I said, would you buy it? Because I know he was a bad gambler. I said, would you buy that now as it is? $50. And he goes, yeah. So he buys it for $50, he scratched it. He didn't win, yeah? But he said, guess what? If I would have won, then I would have had $100,000. I said, no, you wouldn't. I would have knocked you out and took the ticket back. True story, brother. True story.
You're listening to the Rush Hour Podcast.